Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Highbury Squad. I believe this might be number 43. Perhaps 43 is the amount of points Arsenal should be striving for to survive being in the Premier League this season. We come to you on a very somber Thursday evening. And joining me on today's show is my podcast sister, who was actually at the Emirates freezing her little tush off for the Gunners, for the cause, to cheer Freddie the Invincible. And what happened? We tanked. Hello, Amanda.
I wish I did have a little tush, but it's not little. Just like our points, really. Little and not many. Hi, I'm cold. I'm tired. I feel numb.
Okay, so you feel numb, you're tired, you're cold, all of the above. I do believe on the last show I said, that's my dogs, by the way, they're really upset about the game. Okay, so everyone just bear with it. I said we hit rock bottom and that we need to be in football rehab. I talked to Adam Catterall and Mickey Gray on TalkSport Sports Bar about it last week. And it's like watching the same bad movie all the time. But I think tonight is when we truly hit rock bottom and we need football rehab. And there are 12 steps in rehab and we almost need like 112. So talk me through what you saw tonight. You were there. Atmosphere was shocking. Fans were leaving early. Tell us what you saw.
I honestly do feel numb. I don't even feel like the energy to rant. But the first half was probably one of the... I mean, I've often said this. I honestly believe that's one of the first performances that I sat there and thought... I thought Freddie was going to come and do something different, maybe tweak it slightly. I know everyone's going, he's had two games, but he's been with Emery for months. He can see what's not working. Yeah, he played. I don't know what. I actually, as you can see, I'm not coherent. I saw a first half of diabolical football with no cohesion, no tactics, no anything. I just want to say a few things that I've been saying for a long, long time here. You have to play Aubameyang central. You have to put Pepe on the wings. We need Martinelli on the pitch. It's not working with Lacazette. Okay, I love Lacazette. I love his energy. I love his passion. I love his work rate. But you play your best forward, forward, forward and forward. Not on the wings. And I really went with optimism. My prediction was 2-1 to us. I truly believed that he would tweak it. He can see, sitting next to Emery, game after game, it wasn't working. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Go on, carry on.
I
let it all out.
Yeah, I tweeted at halftime that this is what we needed. Eventually, he did do that. He did bring Pepe on and Martinelli, and we did have that. But you've got, and you know, to be fair, Xhaka was probably the better player for us tonight, apart from Leno. I'd like to mention about Xhaka because obviously of what he's been through. Don't know what to say, really. I was quite surprised when I got there.
It is very rare that you are a bit speechless. Let us register this moment, this time. It's 3:26 Pacific Standard Time, 11:26 in Great Britain. And Amanda is speechless.
I am. I feel speechless, but I feel like I'm ranting, but speechless. Like, I could go on and on and on about the same things that, you know, I don't find anyone's disagreeing with anyone anymore. I find everyone's agreeing. You know, I wanted to give Freddie a chance, absolutely. But your first home game against a team that's lower than you and you play that formation. If I could just change one or two things, it would be never, ever to play out from the back. It would be never to see David Luiz in an Arsenal shirt again. It would be never to play Xhaka as a DM. It would be playing Aubameyang central. So I tweeted at halftime, I want to be in that changing room. And then when they came out, we played all right, you know, with the momentum got up, the crowd did try. Don't know if that came through. I did see a tweet that I thought was really unfair that they said at halftime the loudest cheer was a boo, and that's disgraceful. We were singing in the first half. It wasn't a lot, but we were singing. And then they played all right. It looked like teacups had been thrown around at halftime. It looked like George Graham had been in there or Sir Alex Ferguson, because they came out wanting it and playing a bit better. Definitely. We get the goal back. Momentum's with us, and then it just dies. We score a second, which everyone said is offside. I had a feeling it would be not given. And then we just died a death. I just don't know. And I'm quite surprised at Bellerin's, I've just seen it, Bellerin's statement as well, saying we don't know what's wrong. I can tell you what's wrong, Mr. Bellerin. But if this comes down to not having good enough players, not having an owner that gives a flying fuck, and being trapped in a situation where the owner won't sell, and he won't. And I do feel, and I'm not being dramatic, that we're in a relegation fight here now. I don't know where the next win's going to come from. We haven't played this bad, 9 matches, not won in 42 years. Excuse me if I've got the year wrong, but I read it somewhere. I've never seen football as dire as this since the early 80s, and I've said this a few times recently. We have West Ham on Monday night away. We have Man City at home Sunday week. And every single game I'm dreading, and Man City come to town, you could look at double figures here, and I will be devastated. And it comes down to the board. Obviously, you don't blame Freddie.
He's kind of missed his moment in the last two games, hasn't he? Because yeah, he's come in and he's done exactly the same thing. Although tonight we played more protective. He didn't let the wing backs bomb down the pitch. We played more of a 4-2-3-1. I just don't think Torreira, he's shocking right now. And Willock was absolutely shocking. And Pepe, actually, to give him credit, and I've been hard on him, when he came on, he had a go. He really had a go, and he was trying to instigate something, to create something. And I'll give him credit for that. And he had a couple of chances, but playing Aubameyang out wide when, you know, he and Ozil should be playing in that number 10 role. I just don't understand, like, why he had the chance, Amanda, to change it and mix it up. And he's doing pretty much exactly the same thing, except there was less playing out of the back. He's protecting the defense a little bit more by not, you know, playing three at the back. In the second half, it looked like we went for it, and he told them to go for it in the first 15 minutes because we pushed up a lot more. Our shape was a lot more fluid. And once again, mentally, we just collapsed when it started to go wrong. And this has been years in the making. This is not just about Unai Emery getting fired and Freddie getting hired. And these players don't change overnight. You know, you just can't fix something that is so broken so quickly. It's just never going to happen. And it's really quite shocking to see how bad it's gotten. But we're a club with no identity, no culture. We've lost our vibe, our who are we? What are we doing behind the scenes? It's a mess. It's a mess from top to bottom. And it's not going to get fixed overnight. And I feel like we're in a dogfight with rabbits, you know? There's nothing out there. There's nothing on the pitch that gives me any inspiration whatsoever other than our goalkeeper right now. Even Aubameyang, I know how many goals he scores, but don't you think he looks like he doesn't care? There's just – that him and Lacquer together, there's nothing, there's no spark there anymore. There's, what's going on? You know, it just feels empty.
I tell you what it is, yeah? I feel like we're broken and trapped. I just tweeted that about an hour ago. We're trapped with an owner that doesn't care. He is, honestly, we've got no soul. We need him out. Look at the empty seats, the booze at half time. I think it's a real problem until he's gone, and he's not going to go. So we're in absolute limbo. It is a horrible place to be, where something that you love and is part of your heritage and is part of your blood and is part of your heart is being misrun like this. I don't even know if misrun is a word.
It's like being in a really bad relationship where you know it's that person so much, but everything you're trying to make it work isn't working, and it just breaks you.
I was thinking about an analogy coming out. It's like being with a man you love for 20 years, 30 years, and then it going wrong, yeah? And then you realize you need a divorce, but you can't get out. And then you don't want to get out. You want it to make it work. But you know the man isn't right, and that man is Stan Kroenke, and it's not right, and he shouldn't be there, and he shouldn't be part of our club. And you know what? I don't know who sold his shares to him. I cannot believe David Dean would ever want this to happen to our club. He's as Arsenal as me and you. Just feel terrible.
I'm here. How are you, ladies?
Oh, hi. What's happened? Oh, brilliant. Let me just finish what I was saying because I don't know where we got to. He needs, for the benefit and for the goodness of our club and to get our soul back, he needs to sell that club to someone that gives a flying fuck. And on that note, we welcome Kevin. Hello, Kev.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Do you know what? In a very weird way, I'm fucking fuming, but really, like, numb.
Chilled about it.
Yeah, I've had a chilled rant, haven't I, Soph? I've not raised my voice. I'm just, seriously, Kev, I've never really said this, but I'm just done. You know, we sat there tonight. When their goal went in, no one moved, none of us. We just, like, went, whatever.
Do you know, you actually know it's coming, didn't you?
Yeah.
Deep down, you know, you're hoping that Arsenal could get over the line.
That's the worst of it.
But you just can't see it. You can't see them pulling out a performance.
No.
Because they're not inspired. You can see it in them.
Do you guys find it? Okay, so I was definitely I don't subscribe to this Freddie out stuff. I mean, come on, the guy's been there 2 days. But what I was saying to Amanda KC is, if I just made you manager coming in, would you not have tweaked things just a little bit? Granted, you know, we played less out of the back. We played a 4-2-3-1 tonight, but wouldn't you have just, you know, Ozil hasn't been working. I'm sorry. I know people love him and he's coming to the team, but he just hasn't been working. The Aubameyang, Ozil, Lacazette experiment, putting Aubameyang wide, it's just not working. You know, Xhaka Torreira looked absolutely broken. Why isn't Holding playing? KC, would you not have changed something? I feel like Freddie missed a beat to come in and inspire and do something different. At least, you know, change personnel a little bit.
You could say that. You know, would he change it, etc. But I remember I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If Arsenal can't defend, we're going to be in trouble because we're the worst team without the ball. So whichever permutation you choose, it's about there's two sides to football, one with the ball and one without the ball. And we are so bad without the ball.
Mm-hmm. This is very true.
So bad. I mean, I think Freddie even mentioned it after Norwich about the hard yards and people being out sprinted and run and all that kind of thing. If players, this is something that players have to want to do. You know, they have to want to do it because that's the so-called ugly side of football, but it's the essential side of football. Arsenal ain't good enough.
Can I just say
years in the making? This
is. Can I just say something? Yes. We've got a couple of questions that is just literally what I've just said. Keith Robertson at, hold on, I've got to read it, at Keithy Robbo said, why do we continue to play Albert and Ozil out wide? No other team plays their best goal scorer on the wing. How many times have I said that? You've got to play Aubameyang down the middle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying about everyone agreeing. Kev, my real upset was when I saw the team and I thought, why has he not tweaked it? This is now Freddie's team, yeah? He's been with Emery for months. He has seen it's not worked, yet he's played the same formation and team. Why would you put Aubameyang out wide? Why do you play Xhaka at DM, who I have to say had a very good game today? Why do you keep playing David Luiz? Why do you keep playing out from the back when none of this works? What? Kev, if you'd have taken over the team like Freddie's done, I would say to you on the phone, what are you doing, Kev? Why have you not tweaked this? I'm not saying change the whole thing. Just, even if you do one thing, put Aubameyang down the central and put Pepe on the wing. Pepe came on. Okay, he wasn't brilliant, but he tried and he gave us some width, which we're desperate for. I don't understand.
We're going round in circles a little bit here, but I think we all agree that, you know, Freddie's not going to change it overnight, but he could definitely have tweaked the team a little bit, right? We are also in agreement that the atmosphere is awful and fans are paying top dollar to come and watch really bad football right now. But most importantly, the problem is institutional. This has been years in the making, and we continue. The sign of madness is what? Doing the same thing over and over again, and we keep doing the same thing over and over again. And you
know expecting
what?
A different result.
Yeah, that's why I tweeted. It's insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
And we're guilty.
Freddie knows this. He's not just been brought in. He knows this.
Agree.
He has been with So I don't understand Freddie here.
Okay, because, so let me tell you.
Can I just say something? If we were winning and he hadn't changed it, perfectly fine. But we're not winning. This is 9 matches without a win. He has been at all those matches. I don't understand. Someone needs me to make me to understand.
Here's the problem, Amanda. The other thing that we're doing now is we're dropping points at home. That was our sanctuary, our safe place. That was where we were guaranteed something. And our away form is what cost us Champions League football last season and the season before. We've been woeful away, and now we are being terrible at home. And that is a very, very scary sign to me. So I ask you both this question with that in mind, which I think tonight was very alarming. As I said, rock bottom, and I thought we already hit that. For me, if we want to survive in the Premier League, I know that may sound dramatic, but listen, it's scary right now. I don't think we can wait. I think we've got to now go to somebody who can get us out of this mess and give us that shot in the arm that you're talking about, Amanda. And I'm not talking Sam Allardyce. I mentioned Rafa Benitez to you guys in our WhatsApp group as a short-term fix. Tell me what you guys think about that. Freddie's not the answer. I'm sorry. He doesn't look like he can inspire an ant.
You mentioned Simeone yesterday.
That's long term.
But I want someone to come in and make us play fucking boring football like George Graham did and win 1-0 and shore that fucking defence up. Because
Expletives, Kevin. Kevin, what would you do with this situation right now? I mean, I think we've had a chat about go get your guy now. If we can't get long-term guy, do we still get short-term guy? To me, we've got to cleanse the Wenger everything. Like, this is, we've got to cleanse the soul, Kev. Tell me, talk to me.
Look, first and foremost, we've discussed it on previous pods, but I'm going to say it again. I mentioned a while ago that some of these players are uncoachable. And I kind of got laughed out of town. But I'm telling you now, it's the players. The players don't do the basics properly. So that will be the first thing I look at. right? Freddie coming in could have made a difference, but he hasn't because he's not experienced. He doesn't, he understands it, but does he actually know how to implement it? I don't think so, or else would have at least seen a difference, but we're not seeing any difference. Do we go out and get a manager right away? But forget short term, because what's the point in a short term manager when we need somebody to come in, inspire our talented players, because we've got January coming. We need players, and we need players who can do the basics better than we are now. We need two centre halves, right? We need a right back. We need minimum two midfielders. And there's going to be some moving and shaking and player sales, because it is not good enough. And we keep trying to think and hope that these players are going to pull us out the fire. And they're not good enough. They're not good enough without the ball. So unless we outscore teams, we are going to struggle. And there's more pain to come. I tell you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. There is more pain for Arsenal to come until this board gets serious and go for it.
Well, it's interesting, actually, because I agree with you, Kev. I think there's much more pain to come. I can't see another win. I can't even see a draw. We've got West Ham away, as I said. We've got City at home Sunday week. Do you know how frightening that is? When I used to think we may even get a draw like last season, now I'd probably take a 2-0 loss now. Because I think it's going to be 7 or 8, if I'm honest. I don't care what anyone tweets me or Facebooks me back about this, but I'm not being dramatic here. Kevin De Bruyne probably could play on his own and beat our whole team. I'm just very, very concerned. And until this board is gone, totally agree. I spoke about relegation last week and the week before, and I got laughed at. Oh, you're too good to go down. Oh, there's worse teams than you.
We're kind of lucky Watford are really bad, and we're
Everton are going to get a new manager.
They'll get a bump. They'll actually get a bump.
We didn't get it. We didn't get the new manager bounce. Only that. Arsenal, wasn't it? But unfortunately, it's what they've done to this club. What is the owner, KES or KSC? I can't remember Cronkay's company.
KSC.
Josh, Stan,
Cronky Sports Vino, Enterprises,
Vino, Vinay, Rule, all of them. I really, really wish they'd all go. I'm serious. And the board, don't even get me started about the board. But the thing is, this doesn't come down to Freddie, as we know, but he could have tweaked it. And I don't, Kev, do you know why he didn't tweak it? Why do you think he hasn't?
Obviously he's worked with the, this is the thing, he's worked with the players with Unai Emery. So as far as he's concerned, he's thinking that he's going to get a better tune out of them.
Okay.
But we
haven't won for 9 matches.
No, exactly. That's my case in point. Mm. He thinks he could get a better tune out of them.
Mm.
And obviously with what goes on in training, he's trying to get them in a better place mentally, which is fine. But the bottom line of it is, when they go, as soon as they get across that white line and go on the pitch, they revert to type.
Yeah.
You know, they revert to type. So it just shows you that they are not good enough. Now, Aubameyang playing wide, you've heard me say it before. I believe him and Lacazette need to play in the front two. So whatever you do from there on in, you've got to play your two strikers together to get maximum effect. But we don't. We're playing Aubameyang wide and Ozil wide. Why? That to me makes no sense.
Mm.
So there's certain things that keep happening. And are they all, because Freddie's manager, are they all of a sudden going to start being inspired and producing the goods from the wide when they haven't all season? Again, expecting a side of insanity is expecting a different result by doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think he's picking a team not to lose versus thinking about winning. This is the problem. This is the culture that we have now. This is who we've become.
So if we have West Ham away on Monday and we've just lost, so are you telling me he's going to change it?
Probably not. He will away from home, we're woeful. Southampton have been pretty bad, but they got that bounce against Chelsea, but then go and lose their next game to a poorer team. You know, they're all important games, but he's going to have to do something. It's a London derby. You know, I think that if he does the basics, like Kevin said, and like you and other fans are screaming about, if we can see that Aubameyang and Lacazette play better when they are set up that way, then why can't he? Why couldn't Emery? I just don't get it. And for me, Ozil still doesn't have it. He's done very little. He had a bit of a bounce in the Norwich game. He's done nothing.
Play him in his right position.
Yes, give him a shot at doing that. But how many shots do we want to give this guy? Listen, the players are terrible. We have terrible players. We really do. I've been saying this. That's why I was defending Emery for a while, because I'm lost. What's he got to work with? I mean, this is years in the making, the dross from Wenger. And then hearing that Freddie might call Wenger. What? Are you kidding me? Why? We're trying to move on from that era. We've lost that time, that identity. Arsenal Football Club is completely different now. And we just keep surrounding ourselves. Bold. You know, okay, I'm not blaming Freddie, but calling Wenger, like all this stuff. It's like, just stop the madness.
Right, so I'm going to read out Hector Bellerin's little statement, okay? I don't know what to say. I have the feeling that whatever we do, it doesn't come out right. The team gave its best. We created chances and defended good. Is he insane? But it seems like we need so many chances to score and teams score every chance against us. I am lost for words. Right. Defended good. I'm a little bit confused. Kev? Any chance you can understand that statement?
Well, he's backing his guys. That's what it sounds like to me. Wholeheartedly, he's going to back his guys. But look, as a fan, you have the eye test, don't you?
Yeah.
It's what we see. We watch the game, and it's what we see. And they haven't defended well because we lost. And Brighton have come to the Emirates, scored two goals, and beat us. So I don't know how that's good. Defending good. Now, maybe the standards that we know we need are no longer there. Because when you've got a player coming out saying that to me is not real. That's lack of reality, if I'm really honest with you. So, yeah, he's going to back his teammates. What do you expect him to come out with? Blah, 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 blah. It is not good enough, Hector Bellerin. This is not good enough. And everyone's culpable within the building. Everybody.
I wish they'd keep their mouths shut.
Yeah. Because you know what, right? I understand backing your players. Yeah, yeah, I get that. And I understand the fact that sometimes you don't get the rub of the green when you're on a bad run. I get that. And sometimes you need the ball to go in off your flipping thigh in the last seconds to win a game. And sometimes you need that luck. But don't come out and say you've defended well, because that is clueless. And that is not going to help when everyone can see you haven't defended well. Don't mention defending. Just mention you're trying and, you know, you're going to try better next time. And they're on a bad run. They need a bit of luck. Granted. Let's hope it starts at West Ham on Monday evening. Let's hope it's 0-0 with 2 minutes to go and a corner comes over and it hits David Luiz and Aubameyang's knee and it goes in. That's what we need, just a bit of luck to get us going.
Luck and hope is not a plan.
I know it's not a plan, but we haven't got a plan at the moment. I'm sorry, I gave Freddie the first match. He only had a couple of days, it's fair enough, but I'm sorry, I don't care what he's seen in training. I've seen what I've seen on the pitch. We all have. We all sat there tonight. Honestly, I've never seen it. I've never seen Arsenal for hundreds and hundreds of seats. I've never seen Arsenal fans this, what's that word, melancholy, like can't be asked, like the goal went in.
It's dejected. Dejected.
Honestly, player. Kev, if you'd have been there, you'd have understood what I meant, right? It was silent when that goal went in.
It's kind of like a funeral. Feels like a funeral. Yeah. That's what it feels like today.
As Kev says, you're expecting it. Yeah. It was easy. I've got to give credit to Brighton. They came and tried. You know, they got stuck in. They went for it. Good luck to them. I remember my team used to be able to do that. And sorry, going back to your point, Soph, you mentioned Simeone yesterday and you got knocked down. I cannot understand Arsenal fans that wouldn't want someone like that. I just don't understand it. You know, you do not win games unless you've got a decent fucking defence. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this. And I'll tell you something else as well. And I know that we shouldn't really discuss it because you just get lambasted for it. But people saying, oh, well, this is what you deserve when you wanted Wenger out. Wenger's caused this. I'm sorry.
100%.
He has caused this. He was there far too long, right? You know what? I've seen this tweet. It was done today. It said, all on Wenger Gazidis, 10 years of decline, 368 million wasted in Wenger's last 5 years, contracts left to expire, obscene wages handed out for garbage. That egomaniac gutted the club from inside out while media ridiculed protesters. Arsenal fans got what they deserve. That's not me saying it. This is a tweet at 10:30 tonight. And I'm reading that and I'm thinking, don't come at me and say we deserve this because we wanted Wenger to leave. I loved Arsene Wenger, and as a man, I think he's amazing and I love listening to him. But this is what his legacy has left. I don't blame Emery. I don't blame him at all. I think he's got out. I think he's lucky to get out. I'm upset that Freddie's going to go through this because he's one of our own and he's one of our invincibles. I've never, ever felt like this. When it was early 80s, I was too young to feel like this. I was 14 and we weren't very good then anyway. So I'd never seen any success or anything. We lost in 79 in the FA Cup final. We lost in 80 in the FA Cup final and we lost in 81. Or was it the other way around? 78, 79. Sorry, we won in 79. We lost in 80 to West Ham. And then we lost a week later in Europe. I remember that because I remember thinking, all right, we've lost to West Ham, but we got a final in Europe and we lost that as well. And I felt low, but we weren't a good side, so it didn't matter. What we've only seen under George Graham, under Arsene Wenger at the beginning, was some of the best stuff we're never going to see again under Stan Kroenke.
Well, I know it's a subject that's sore with everyone, but he's not selling the club. He's not going anywhere.
Then we're doomed. Then we're done. Win the championship.
It's a cash cow. It's a cash cow for him. But also, you know, an owner, Kevin, hands the baton to executives who are supposed to drive a business and do a good job. And sometimes you need to hire better executives who will actually, you know, change the culture of the club, bring in better players. You know, Edu is supposedly that person in terms of what he had done in Brazil. But I don't see them having that spine. And I know Josh Kroenke's been on site since Emery's departure. And again, him coming up to training and kind of putting his arm around players, you know, he's trying. He is trying, but it's not about trying and having the PR shot to look good around the world. It's about hiring good executives. Football's a business now. You know, you need strong CEOs and you need strong VPs and you need strong directors and sporting directors and you need to assemble a team. This is a multi-billion dollar business. And I find it shocking that a business owner like the Kroenkes are happy with what they're seeing behind the scenes. Kevin, that won't change until our culture changes, until the way we do business changes. So fixing it on the football field right now needs an inspirational figure to try and come in and do that, because the two cannot coexist right now. We can't work on both.
For me, it needs someone with experience to come in and get a hold of that football club and make it progress. Whether that's bringing in new, because don't forget, because it's a business, I've got to take it back a bit in order for us to go forward. We were sold the dream leaving Highbury, right? We were sold that dream. And now the chickens are coming on to roost right now. Arsene Wenger was a fantastic manager, but during his probably last 6 years of his tenure, we always said, why don't we address the issues within the team, which was the defense and the midfield.
Yeah.
We always knew we needed that. Why wouldn't he buy the centre-halves and the holding centre midfielder? Da-di-da-di-da. Anyway, players were bought in who weren't good enough. But he won 3 FA Cups in 4 years. And that kind of papered over the cracks. And then now we are seeing the destruction of Arsenal Football Club from within, because now the players aren't good enough. Now we don't have players who actually do the basics right. Because that's what it is. We do have talent in the team, but we are a team who don't do the basics right. We don't even have a team who know how to play without the ball. But a team who know how to play without the ball, 1 are hungry, 2 are aggressive, and 3, which is probably the most important, they've got to want to do the hard yards. We don't have that in the team. So it's uninspirational. And that's why the likes of Brighton come to the Emirates and beat Arsenal at the Emirates. So all this, we're going to move to the Emirates to be able to challenge at the top table, et cetera, et cetera. It was all baloney. It was all garbage to get the fans paying the top dollar. But now they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to do something, but they need a manager at the helm who's going to say, come in and go, these ain't good enough. I need to be able to move and shake in the transfer market. And it may not be names that everybody likes, but it will be players that can function and we could get the best out of the best players we've got. Because right now, the likes of Aubameyang and Lacazette must be going crazy.
Well, Lacazette hasn't been that great. I don't know what he has to complain about. He's been awful since he's come back from the injury. But we can't sit here and blame, you know, I mean, as a team, just everybody is poor. It's just bad. No, I was just going to say that, you know, for us, it's a case now of, you know, what's the plan? And there isn't one, but they need to figure one out. So go on, Amanda.
No, I was just going to say that tweet I read out was from at Truth Arsenal or at Arsenal Truth. Sorry, I just wanted to credit that tweet about Wenger because I think that is just sums it up. But the Kroenke situation is so bad. We're so trapped. And until that's sorted, it's going to get worse. And I feel heartbroken, if I'm honest, and I think many Arsenal fans do. We should all feel heartbroken. If you bleed Arsenal, if it's part of your, it's part of your heritage, it's part of everything. Kevin played there. He's supported Arsenal from a kid. You know, he stood on the North Bank. I've been in the East End. You've been at Highbury. I'm now at the Emirates, and you both have been. Obviously, you go to the Emirates. And you just, honestly, I walked around there tonight. Yeah, very pretty stadium outside, very nice. And obviously the feeling isn't great at the moment. If we were like top 4 and buzzing, it's a different situation. But I walked around and I thought, I don't know if I belong here anymore. I don't know what I'm watching. I feel like it's a chore. I'm not saying we're entitled to win anything, not a trophy. That's not what I'm saying. But we are entitled to see players defend a football. And you know what, it's so hard because I was literally brought up on George Graham, you know, Terry Neill, Don Howe were very early years for me. I was literally brought up on George Graham when people used to go to me, boring Arsenal, when Adams used to put his arm up for offside and 1-0 to the Arsenal, what we wouldn't give for a George Graham to come in now.
I can't wait for the day for us to not look in the rearview mirror. We are such a rearview mirror club. And, you know, Amanda,
it's what we need.
It couldn't be an easier season in the last five to qualify for top four. And we're blowing it, Casey. There is not, look, Man United are going to finish above us now. Tottenham, okay, they've got their issues too. United still have their issues. But that fourth spot, Chelsea, they're a young team. They're going to falter a little bit. And we can't even compete at the level that everyone else is at right now. And just below, look at Wolves in fifth place. Look at what Roy Hodgson is doing with Crystal Palace. These managers are inspiring their teams. I'm sorry. Freddie's body language, I'm not into it. I loved him as a player, but it's just not my cup of tea. No, I don't see it.
One other thing, Soph. Did you ever think that we would ever say that we're 16 points behind Leicester? 16
it's points. Embarrassing. That is absolutely Leicester. Embarrassing.
And it's come to this stage now where if you think you've seen protests about a few other things, I think it's just going to, unfortunately, kick off situation.
Unfortunately, I mean, we've got a lot of football to watch this December. And spare a thought, Amanda, for your podcast brother, whose other team is also in the shithouse or whatever they're calling it, shithousery going on. KC, I mean, it doesn't get much worse for you with football right now, does it?
It's painful right now, isn't it?
When everyone's lost their mojo tonight.
Yeah, look, it is painful, but you know, if I'm honest, you can. We know it's there. We were hoping, and that's the problem. When you're hoping for things to change, without actually making changes, you're hoping players do the right things. But where's the history of them actually doing the right thing? Do you understand what I mean? This is so inspiring and there's a dejection about it. I'll be honest with you. There's a dejection when you see the results and you see the way the team perform and you see, you know, Arsenal and previously have been letting Leeds go and stuff like that. And, you know, the cohesion in the team isn't right. You know, this isn't rocket science. Football isn't rocket science. Football is me against my opponent, and I have to be better than him. And if our team are better than our opposition, we should get the result. But I don't think the players even contemplate that. And look, it's a difficult time for me right now. I got to say, it's tough to watch, but there's more of it to come until we get someone in with the plan.
Yes.
We need somebody with the plan. There's more pain to.
Sorry. I agree, Kev, that plan. But you know what? I was thinking as I was driving home, I was thinking this. We're not too big to go down and think of Leeds United, and it's frightening. I'm not being dramatic. I actually feel very concerned. Sophie mentioned the matches coming up, West Ham, City, Chelsea, United. It just gets worse and worse. And that's it. I've got nothing else to say. I'm too upset.
Shocking. Look, here's the scoop. There's no way to put lipstick on this, you know. It is what it is, and it's not improving. And the worst of it, like I said, is there's a lot of football to play in December. We've got watch a lot of this, and you know, there has to be an emergency meeting that happens to figure this out really quickly. Because you're right, Leeds United, Nottingham Forest back in the day, Aston Villa, all big clubs that have won European titles as well as domestic. And we've got players that They don't know the history, a lot of them. Who's the longest serving player that we have there now? Who is Bellerin? Bellerin's the longest serving player, is he not? You got the youngsters, but come on, who's going to get you out of this dogfight? You know? And I just don't see it either. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to record some more podcasts, and there's going to be more days like this potentially. Hopefully, someone will turn our frown upside down. But right now, it's bleak. It's really bleak. Like, I'm going to go eat 5 tacos and watch a really dark movie.
Mm.
And I don't even know if you want to say your tagline tonight, Amanda, because I can't set it up for you with any enthusiasm, is my truth.
No, I just want to ask Kevin one question. Kev?
Yes, my dear.
If you were in charge, if you were Freddie, what would you do when Monday night?
I would play a front two, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'd play Nicola Pepe.
Yeah.
Who I think, I'll be honest with you, I think he should have been playing the last few games.
Yeah, I agree.
Starting. Because I don't think we're good enough to leave a player like him out. Honestly, because we haven't been doing the business. So why is he not in the starting 11? I would pick a functional midfield. Look, if you're gonna go with Mesut Ozil, he needs 2 players behind him who are gonna sit. And whether that's Xhaka and Torreira or whichever combination, he needs 2 players behind him because he's not gonna do the legwork getting back. And off the back four, I mean, none of them could defend. Let's be honest. Especially centre backs. None of them are really good enough.
Mm.
I think Tierney's good, but he's part of a bad back four right now. So can Rob Holding come back and do a job? Yes, he can. Of course, he can. But there's still other components in that back four that ain't good enough. So. You're gonna have to score more than the opposition. Hence why I need my front two. So that's what I would do.
Someone also gave us a tip on Twitter. V8 Guna said maybe you guys should stop doing prediction videos.
Maybe you should stop following us because that's what we do.
I thought we'll I'd make you laugh. You guys want to do a prediction for Monday? Because we're not going to record before Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
So take it away. I don't even know what to say. I'm going to. Who wants
what
to
do
go
you
first?
Think so? No, you go.
I'll go first.
All right, Kev.
First.
Go on, Kev.
I'm going to go for a draw because I think both teams ain't great, and I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw.
We're playing on a Monday, right? Does Aubameyang like, because he doesn't like scoring on a Sunday, but he likes scoring on a Saturday, but we're playing on a Monday. I don't fancy it at all. I think West Ham will win 2-1.
Okay. I'm going for a loss, I'm afraid. I think it's going to be 3-1 we're going to lose by. I mean, I'd like to see the team first before I say that, but yeah, on this team. If he plays this, 3-1, we'd be lucky to get a goal. West Ham would be up for it knowing that we're shy at the moment. Monday night, under the lights, all the bubbles and everything. And I'll tell you something, right? I'm lucky I'm not going to work on Tuesday because my boss is a West Ham season ticket holder and he'll be there.
Oh dear,
and
oh dear.
I will not. I won't see him till Wednesday, which would be quite good, although he has my WhatsApp. So, Kev, what did you say? What draw?
1-1.
You think 1-1. You think we're going to lose 2-1.
Yes.
So, yeah, yes. I think we're going to lose 3-1.
And then our next game is Standard Liège. But then we go Manchester City, Everton away, Bournemouth away, and then Chelsea at home.
And Everton will have big Duncan Ferguson in charge. Not saying they're going to be dramatically better. They'll get a little bounce because every other team does but us. By the time we play Everton, they could have won 2 games. Honestly, don't even go there. Right, so we've done this podcast straight after the game, which is unusual for us. we're sorry we're not top of the on top of our game. Sorry, I'm so tired. But we just thought it was important to do it when I got home, when the match finished, so we could just discuss it, because we know how everyone feels. I don't think anyone feels very much different to us. But we do love the club. We want what's best for the club. We want to start winning. We want to start playing properly. We want to start defending. You know, I'd like to thank Soph for hosting it, because I just threw her in it and said, I'm too tired to do it. Kev, thanks for coming on. Always Arsenal.